relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Happy Friday. Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. We're going to have an incredible show for you today. As we always do, especially because of the guests we have, we can get people like President Trump. We can get all kinds of individuals. But, Jeff, how many people from the Senate do we allow on the show?
I think two.
That's it, right? Out of 100.
Yes.
We like that new guy. What's his name? J.D., right?
J.D. Vance.
And who's the only other person we will allow on this show?
That would be the next guest.
Oh, you know. Okay. You've given it away. The only person we allow from the Senate outside of the new senator from Ohio is a person who we consider to be a citizen first and not a career politician. And that's why we love her. And so does Tennessee. Welcome, Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. And we are delighted to open the show with you today. No monologue, dear friends. We have a far more important guest than that. Senator Blackburn, first things first, I have to ask you, it passed the Senate as well. $4 trillion added to the almost $32 trillion of debt this nation has. Can you tell us the backstory and what your take is on the vote?
Yes, I can. First of all, I think it's important to say that no one wants this country to default. So that's important to note. Secondly, I think Speaker McCarthy deserves a lot of credit for getting something through the Senate and forcing Joe Biden to the negotiating table. So those things have to be said. With that said, what came out of the House, the negotiated bill, here's my concerns. Number one, it sets a date certain, you know, basically the buzzer's going to sound on January 1st, 2025, and it doesn't set a dollar amount. So between now and then, they're going to be running up the score. You know, Sebastian, it's like that TV show where people get a grocery cart, they win the prize, and they got 2 minutes to fill up the cart with everything they can before the buzzer sounds. Well, what do? They go for the most expensive things first. And that is exactly what is going to happen. And they are going to spend like crazy. And we'll be able to watch them spend on all of these programs that are considered mandatory spending, not that 15% of the budget that we look at as discretionary, but they're going to make things, more things, mandatory.
But this, so that, this key point, I mean, this is the most outrageous of all. The fact that this bill not only adds $4 trillion, but there'll be no debate for the next 2 years on a debt ceiling, which means as they come up to an election year, they can basically do what they wish, Senator.
Yes. See, this is my concern. And then it's during it's at the end of Biden's administration. It is during the lame duck. So we are all going to have to be on guard and double check the Democrats and make certain they don't push things into the mandatory spending category. So item number one there. Second thing that was of concern to me was the lack of funding for the military. We are not even meeting the rate of inflation. Yeah. That's a problem.
Yeah.
So we have to be sure we meet that rate of inflation. Biden wants to spend less. I didn't want to take his number on the military. And you say, well, $850 billion, that's a lot. Well, during the Obama years, first during the Clinton years, and then during the Obama years, there was a reduction in military spending. And people say, well, we had the peace dividend during the Clinton years. And part of that is true. But yet you have to continue investing. And when you look at what is happening with Space Force, with hypersonics,
yeah.
When you look at the aggressiveness of China, the way they're building their blue water navy, we cannot sit around and wait to see what they're going to do. So, you know, I think that that should concern us all. The other thing, the 87,000 IRS agents are there. They were able to pull the money on part of that, but they were not able to pull the money, all of the money. So we still have that hanging out there, and they're going to go after mom and pops and small businesses and people that make under $400,000 a year. And then the last thing is there is a provision in there. Section 263 of the bill deals with rescissions and the 1% across the board cut. But in Section 265, it gives the OMB director the authority to waive the caps.
Incredible. Absolutely
incredible. It's not Congress can waive the cap.
No.
It is a federal bureaucrat.
It's the federal bureaucrat that can do it.
Waive the caps and spend whatever they decide they want to spend. This to me, those were the reasons I said, no, I'm going to vote no, because nobody needs to get the idea that everybody is good with this bill, because we are not good with some of the provisions that are set forth in this bill.
Well, God bless you. We're talking to Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, senior U.S. Senator, blackburn.senate.gov. Follow her at Marsha Blackburn. She's the author of The Mind of a Conservative Woman. Senator Blackburn, your team, this is why we love having you on the show, informed us of a story we weren't aware of concerning Obama's former chief of staff, McDonough. Could you tell us about this developing story?
Absolutely. You know, we were getting ready for a VA hearing. I'm on the Veterans Affairs Committee. And the Durham report had come out that day. And I looked at the Durham report, and lo and behold, that July 2016 meeting that was in the Situation Room at the White House, where they were cooking up this plot to develop a Russia collusion hoax and then weaponize DOJ and FBI against a private citizen running for president of the United States. Well, Dennis McDonough was then the chief of staff for Barack Obama. Yeah. DOJ in the Durham report said he was one of the participants in the meeting. And I decided during my questioning time, I would ask him if this was indeed accurate.
Because he's now the Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
That's right. He is in charge of looking after the health care and benefits of our nation's veterans.
And what did he say? We've got a minute left. What did he say, Senator?
He said he forgot. He said he forgot. So I thought, you know what? I don't like that people forget or they can't recall. So I'm going to send him a letter, ask him to clarify his participation. Was he in meetings with the FBI? Was he a part of cooking this up? Was he aware of what was being done to weaponize the federal government? You know, we've got a lot of veterans in this nation, and I would hate to think that the federal government was ever weaponized against these men and women who have served this country with distinction. And someone who has weaponized the government against a citizen ought not to be in charge of a federal agency being paid by the taxpayers of this country.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention. We will dig deeper. Why is Biden's Secretary for Veterans Affairs embroiled in the Russia hoax, former chief of staff for Obama, colluding with the FBI? Stay tuned, and we will tell you all as soon as we find out. Blackburn.senate.gov at Marsha Blackburn. God bless you, Senator. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've only just begun. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Life is not radical. What's radical is killing a baby in the eighth month, the seventh month, the ninth month, or even the babies after the baby's born. And you know, unfortunately, we have a lot of politicians, and you saw that in the midterms. I think it was a big factor that didn't really know how to talk about what we did with Roe v. Wade and what we did on pro-life.
That's the right response. That's the perfect answer. We're not the radicals when it comes to abortion. You know what's radical? Wanting to terminate a child in the second, the third trimester. That's radical. President Trump last night at a town hall with Hannity. We've got so many great clips and some not so good clips from the guy in Florida, the other guy, the governor. But we've got guests in studio. We'll get to that next. But first, I want to share with you incredible notes. I've been sent these handwritten notes from some of the children who've gone to the Angel Tree Summer Camp thanking for your support. These are the boys and girls who've lost a mother or father to the prison system. And their thank you notes, well, I'm just going to read two of them. The Prison Fellowship is a friend in a friendless place. Wow. What does Prison Fellowship and the Academy mean to you? To me, the Prison Fellowship program is an oasis of spiritual nourishment. Beautiful words, thanks to you. Please support the Christian Summer Camp for these girls and boys. Just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner right now. It's $200 per child per summer camp. Give whatever you can. It will make a difference. You can call in your donation. Talk to Chuck, the late Chuck Colson's amazing prison fellowship on 888-206-2794. That's sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com in the Angel Tree banner. Or just call 888-206-2794. All right, there's trouble in paradise, if you can call Twitter paradise. I was having a nice dinner with my family last night, and then I hopped onto Twitter and onto a Twitter Spaces, and this topic blew up. The war between Elon Musk and the Daily Wire. I think that's a little bit of an overstatement. To explain what really happened and how to solve it, we've got the author of Get Based, former Green Beret and good buddy, and, you know, sometimes sits in this chair. The one and only Jim Hansen. Jim, happy Friday.
Good to be with you, sir.
All right, so what happened yesterday? Something about advertising, Matt Walsh's documentary, and censorship?
Yeah, well, it was the Daily Wire was going to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Matt Walsh's great documentary, What is a Woman? So they made a deal with Twitter where they were going to give it up for free.
Yeah, you can watch
for
the whole
12 hours,
film
the whole thing.
For free.
Yeah, 90-minute documentary. And they made an advertising deal where they were going to buy the fact that it would be given to everybody who's got a Twitter account once during that 12-hour period. Write a big check for that. Yeah. Twitter agreed to it. And then the day before, they're like, hold on a second. Somebody misgenders somebody in this. And they called the deal off.
Twitter canceled it because the book is called, the film is called What is a Woman?
And they figured out, yeah, that someone actually said, well, if you call someone by their wrong pronoun, even though it's their right sex, that violates their terms of service somehow.
So the conclusion that was drawn is that all the personnel changes in Palo Alto weren't that effective, Jim?
Apparently, there is still some infection in paradise there. And some people left last night. The head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin was her name.
Left or were made to leave?
We don't know. Who knows? She's not there. She's gone. And at least one other person are gone from that group. And Elon actually tweeted when this blew up. He said, several people made mistakes at Twitter.
Okay.
All right. Then he came in. He said, no, it's going to go on, but it's just not going to have advertising next to it. And it's going to be limited somewhat.
So hang on, this is really important. So he quote-unquote fixed it, but there's no advertising associated with it on Twitter, which is kind of like, didn't he buy it to make money? I'm confused.
That was kind of the point, and that's where they're screwing up. They've got this policy, freedom of speech, not reach, where they won't censor it, they'll let it be there. They just won't promote it and allow it to go to people who haven't specifically asked for it. So he enforced that policy on them last night. Now,
that's ghettoizing content based upon politics, 100%, isn't it?
100%. Yeah, it is thought policing, tone policing, and it allows the other side, the actual extreme side, per the abortion issue, the extreme side is people who think men can get pregnant and have babies, not people who understand humanity is men and women, male and female. So they're letting them speak and not letting us speak.
Now, you've got a new initiative called Free the Bird, right?
Free Bird Alliance.
Free Bird Alliance. How does it address these issues?
We've gathered most of the major conservative media outlets, think tanks. You would recognize all the names. I'm not going to announce them yet because there's lawyering to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to form a trade group, and we're going to go to Elon with a proposal that says, don't censor content at the front end. Let users pull content based on what they want and filter out what they don't want, and then let everyone go. And for advertisers, the other thing we're going to do is we're going to hold them accountable. Because if you're advertising on all of the trans-friendly stuff and all this craziness, but you're going ahead and shutting out companies that support us, we're going to Bud Light you.
Okay, so I got to ask, I love the idea. Mm-hmm. What are your chances? Give me your sit rep of whether he can tussle with the people who are still there.
Well, he brought in a CEO who comes from the other side, really, and who needs to be able to tell advertisers who are now scared. The left scared advertisers into believing that if you advertise next to conservative content, we'll attack you. Well, we just leveled the playing field with Bud Light, Target, Kohl's, and now the Dodgers and Major League Baseball. So I think that is changing. That dynamic is changing. And we need advertisers to understand, if you're going to disrespect and discriminate against half the country, your products and your stock will suffer. And so I think we've got a pretty good chance based on that.
All right, I love the idea. Somebody at least is taking the initiative. Follow him right now at Jim Hansen DC. The book is Get Based. We shall continue the discussion of what we do in this environment where even the mega companies have gone politically correct and gone woke. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything. Don't forget, if you somehow have something more important to do, it better be really important, like brain surgery or something. If you miss anything of our third hour, the deep dive, it is Making Movies Great Again today. You don't want to miss it. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is. Go to Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, the Salem Podcast Network. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a 5-star review. It costs you nothing to subscribe, and then share the links with your friends. Likewise, don't miss anything that we do on social media. We're everywhere that matters. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on True Social, Twitter, Facebook, Parler, Getter. We're on Telegram. You can watch us on your television through your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. You can just get the Salem News Channel app. I've got a brand new article on what's really happening in the Kremlin and the war in Ukraine on my Substack. That's sebastiangorka.substack.com. That's my whole name as one word, sebastiangorka.substack.com. And then it's Pride Month. We're all LGBTQ here. Everyone wears the LGBTQ t-shirt underneath. It's like Superman with his costume. But this one stands for Let's Get Biden to Quit. Get your LGBTQ Let's Get Biden to Quit t-shirt or mug today at sebgorkastore.com. Don't forget, the second best-selling item jointly released with Chris Plant is the FBI t-shirt. But this FBI stands for Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. We know it is. We've got the receipts. Just read the Durham Report. Go to sebgorkastore.com. We'll be back with Uncle Jimbo after the messages.
The one who's second, and I think the one who's second is going down so much and so rapidly that I don't think he's going to be second that much longer. I think he's going to be third or fourth. He had a very bad day today. He got very angry at the press. You're not allowed to get angry at the press.
Let me
at the fake news, he got angry.
You can make fun of them, just don't get angry at them, because you'll be angry all the time. That's President Trump again talking about the governor of Florida. We've got clips from DeSantis as well. Don't go anywhere. And please, if you enjoy this show as much as we love making it and providing it to you, support those who make it possible. This is a free market enterprise. This isn't NPR. As Chris Plant, my buddy, says, we don't suckle on the taxpayer teat. Support those great Americans like Mike Lindell who support us. The MyPillow is the most popular pillow in America, 71 million sold. Go straight to the source. He's got some great BOGO offers. If you use my name, you'll get up to 66% off the rest of his more than 150 items on his amazing website. From the MyPillow to mattress toppers, pajamas, sheets, pet beds, my dogs Killian and Leia love their MyPillow pet beds. Go straight to MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. All right, Jim, you understand information warfare. You understand irregular warfare as a former Green Beret. To quote, I mentioned Chris Plant earlier, says he's on his show, says, I don't do boycotts. Now, he hasn't bought a Bud Light, by the way, since the Dylan Mulvaney video, and that was the only beer he drank. So good for you, Chris. Convince me that this works, whether the boycott thing works, because, yes, we've seen billions taken off the market cap of, you know, Kohl's and Target. But at the end of the day, the primary, to use a military term, the real center of gravity of the enemy isn't the individual retailer. It's the Vanguard. It's the BlackRock who comes in and says, if you're not woke, we're not investing in you. How do we take them on? And does a boycott work against them? They've got trillions, Jim.
The problem is all directors of companies, corporations, have a fiduciary responsibility to make money. If what you're doing demonstrably is driving down the profitability of your company, you can be sued. You can actually face, you know, legal liability for that. So they actually are not allowed to do things just because they think it's the greatest thing in the world to do if it damages the company. Now we've got proof it does. So they're in trouble. You know?
But wouldn't that demand some kind of really aggressive action by shareholders at shareholder meetings? Mm-hmm. And people saying, hang on, you lost me $9 billion last week because you're woke. How do we engender that?
You have to be targeted to be, you know, kind of punny about it. You can't boycott everything. Right. If I boycotted everybody who I disagree with politically, I would starve to death, have no entertainment, not be able to listen to music. All right? So you have to pick and choose your battles. Bud Light was a great one because they made a stupid choice for people who are fundamentally not compatible with that queer agenda.
But even there, the woman's still on paid leave. The idiot who made the decision hasn't even been fired. It's not like, you know, Elon Musk just, you know, fires you the same day. These people pay no consequences, Jim.
Well, they're paying consequences in their sales are down 25% and continuing to stay down. They're not rebounding. So it's not a temporary thing. A bunch of people are no longer Bud Light drinkers.
So what do you expect? Because the thing that I'm not seeing, even from the CEO, is there's no contrition. Mm-hmm. You know, there's these non-apology apologies. They need to grovel, don't they?
No, I want to be scared. I don't care if they grovel, apologize, or anything else. I want them to be scared for their stock price and their job and for legal liability for crashing their company's financial ability. So the thing they're scared of now, they're scared of the left, because the left is organized around these ratings for ESG and CEI, like you mentioned, which are woke ratings for corporations. But those have nothing to do
with profitability.
Exactly. They're actually detrimental.
Right.
And so now that they've been shown to be detrimental, they need to recognize that half their customers are us. Yeah. And we don't play. And
well,
if we don't
fact,
play, they're in trouble.
If you look at Bud Light, it's the majority of their stinking customers are us.
Exactly. Probably 70%.
Yeah.
So if you lose that, and now what happened, Bud Light lost sales and then lost stock price. Yeah. Target and Kohl's, their people got scared. The investors got scared first.
Before the sales dropped.
Exactly. Now they're seeing
a
sales drop.
That's a good sign, right?
Great sign, because that's fear. And we want fear. Be scared of us. We are a force to be reckoned with.
Who was it? Is that Italian chap, wasn't it? That Machiavelli guy. Right? I'd rather be feared than loved.
Absolutely.
Jim Hansen. Getting a little bit of strategy into the private free market enterprise. Yeah. I think it was Matt Walsh that said it. Just one by one. Just, you don't have to boycott everybody. Just make an example or one of two of them. And it's already happening. It's up to us, guys. That's like, going to places like MyPillow directly are so important, and not the places like Amazon.com. All right, the book is Get Based, Get It Right Now. Follow him at Jim Hansen DC. And his podcast, I wish I'd thought of this, is The Warlords with that other crazy guy, Colonel K. Kurtschlichter. Your call's next here on America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now, me included. But it's not just me, it's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is her story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
There's been some confusion over your last name and the pronunciation, and I'm just wondering, to correct the record, what is it?
Oh, this is ridiculous, these stupid things. Listen, the way to pronounce my last name, Winner.
When I saw that video of DeSantis yesterday, I thought it was a deep fake. I thought it was so cringeworthy. That, Jeff, that's real, right?
Fox Digital. It's Fox Digital. Yeah, so it's real.
Well, it's Fox, so you never know. You pronounced DeSantis Winner. Okay. We're going to talk more about the governor and President Trump later. We've got some more in studio, I guess. Have you told everybody to wear a summer suit like me today to go all Obama? Because I saw Jim had a lovely summer outfit on.
I know you guys look both like the Barack tan suit day.
have you told Carafano it's Obama tan suit day?
We should. If we could get three, that would be really... What are you guys trying to do, commemorate the press conference?
It's 92 degrees outside, Jeff. That's
You're inside,
why.
Though.
I know, but I got to get two here. All right. I got something that really, what's the phrase, chapped my ass today. A woman I love, who's been a regular guest of the show, who's an amazing patriot, texted me this morning a tweet. Outrageous! Children's choir stopped mid-performance while singing the national anthem at the U.S. Capitol. Capitol Police claims it's prohibited. Wow, that's an outrageous story, isn't it? Children singing the national anthem on Capitol Hill and being stopped, being interrupted by the Capitol Police. Well, then I saw it was the Gateway Pundit. And I've told people in the past, for all the good stuff the Gateway Pundit and who's the guy behind it, Jim Hoft, they just they're greedy for clickbait or something. So I said, I'm going to watch this. I'm going to read the story. And the story says the Rushing Brook Children's Choir was interrupted and stopped rudely by the Capitol Police when they were singing on the Statuary Hall of Congress. And they put a video in it. And here's the beginning and the end of the video for those who are watching. It's a beautiful choir. I mean, the kids are amazing. Let's play the cut. They weren't rudely interrupted by the Capitol Police. I found a photograph of the person who quietly went up to the teacher and whispered in his ear, a guy in jeans who asked them to stop, which is kind of bad. I don't like that. These kids are beautiful and they're singing beautifully. But why would you say that the Capitol Police rudely interrupted a children's choir singing the national anthem? It's not worthy of a conservative outlet. Now, I immediately kicked up a fuss. I told the person who sent it to me, I'm going to check it out. And an hour ago, they added an editor's note to the top of the article. The man talking to the choir director was one of the guides who was told by the Capitol Police to walk over and stop the choir immediately. Oh, so that's the full story. And where's your source, if you're journalists? Where is your source that it was the Capitol Police? I don't like what happened on January 6th any more than anybody else. I hate the fact we have political prisoners. But don't undermine our side by sloppy or clickbaity posts. It hurts our cause. That includes you, Jim. All right. I vented. Let's go to your calls. Don, Los Angeles, welcome. Happy Friday, Don.
Oh, Dr. G, happy Friday to you. Man, oh, man. Ordinarily, we talk about lighthearted stuff, but, oh, my heart is heavy. I'm like you, you know. I'm pro-Ukraine, pro-Ukrainian freedom. And I'm really worried by what I'm hearing from both Mr. DeSantis and Mr. Trump about Ukraine. You know, Mr. DeSantis is all over the map. You know, one day it's a territory.
He's Mr. Flip-Flop.
You know, and it's like okay, you know, he's putting his finger in the wind, trying to pander to someone. But then Mr. Trump says very positively, with certitude, you know, he says, oh, in one day I'll end this, yeah. You know. And I'm thinking, well, how can you do that? The only way you can do that is by cutting off Ukraine. I mean, he has no control over
Putin. No. Don, it's nothing to do with cutting off Ukraine. The reason it will end within 24 hours of President Trump, God willing, being sworn in as the commander-in-chief for a second time is because Putin is afraid of him. He won't continue to prosecute the war. Remember, when we were in office, we killed 300 Russian mercenaries in Syria in one day. We turned them into red mist. Putin didn't even hold a press conference. That's how afraid he is of President Trump. And he didn't invade anybody's countries, unlike under Bush, Obama and Biden. So when he says, I'll stop it, he'll stop it because Putin will stop it voluntarily. And when it comes to DeSantis, I'm sorry, he's just not ready for prime time. But it's okay, Don. Relax, relax. We just have to make sure he's the commander-in-chief. Let's go to David in California.
Oh, hi, Dr. Gorka. Listen, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I need your wisdom and your opinion. I saw Gomer on TV last night.
Oh, good. What show was he on?
Oh, I forget. No, I forget. But what my blood's boiling. The whole deal was he was going to hold Christopher Wray in contempt. Instead, he went to Wray's office. They showed him some documents, and what he came back with, he found some more bribery with an adversarial country to America. But there was nothing. There's no teeth to it. There's nothing. I guess I must be naive. I keep hoping and praying that somebody is going to do something. Now, Monday, he's going to go back. Gomer's going to go back to Christopher Ray's office.
Comer.
He's, I'm sorry, listen. I have another name for him, but I can't tell you. He's going to go back Monday and meet with Christopher Ray.
No, the latest is that they're going to give the document to the committee about Biden being paid $5 million to change U.S. policy. Look, I'll share this with you right now, David. I spoke to somebody who's on the committee, and I asked them, what's the plan? What's Comer doing? What's the strategic objective? And I'll share this with you right now. He said there is no strategic objective. They have no plan on the committee. They just want to take little bites out of Biden every single day. That's not good enough, Congressman Comer. You can't win a war unless you have a plan. Just please reach out and talk to people who know how to do strategy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that's real, pain relief that works, pain relief that attacks the target, the source of your pain, which is the inflammation. It's relieving, liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is Yvonne's story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 at ReliefFactor.com. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Ask yourself one question. What have you got to lose? Nothing except the pain. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
A man, a legend, a legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an immigrant, a legal immigrant. Are you a top cat? Do you want to be a top cat when it comes to your Medicare supplement or Advantage plan? Have you been suckered in by the snazzy advertisements of AARP? Don't be. They don't even give you a choice. They've only got one provider. Go with the good guys. They're not woke. They're patriots. It's AMAX Medicare Advisory Service of licensed Medicare agents who can tell you if you're overpaying and provide for you a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Dozens of Medicare choices for a personalized, no-obligation quote. Go right now to amac.us/value. That's amac.us/value. Portions of America First are brought to you by the good guys. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. All right. I don't think this went as planned. Sean Hannity wanted to ask President Trump to tune it down. And the audience weren't having any of it. They want the OG DJT. Cut to.
And the argument that they make to me is, if he would just tone it down a hair, stop a little of the name calling. Hang on. I said it's their question. Leave me alone. All right. That it might help you with swing voters in that are needed for you to get over the finish line. It's already hard enough electoral vote-wise for a Republican to win. What do you say to them?
Okay, you ready? And I say this to everybody. I won an election. It was unprecedented. We beat somebody that supposedly had it made, and, you know, they probably did things in that election, too. They were shocked. But I came into office, and from the day I got in, I was under siege by people that have been in Washington for many years, put in there by many different presidents. In most cases, people that were against me, like, they spied on my campaign. They did all sorts of things. I was under investigation and under siege, and so were my people. And if I wasn't tough, I wouldn't be here right now, I guarantee you that. If I didn't fight back, I wouldn't be here.
That's why it's no Mr. Nice Guy, because he was under siege the whole time. I just came up. Did you catch that, guys? The OG DJT. I think that's pretty cool. That might have to be a bumper sticker or something. Copyright that right now, stat. Oh, my gosh. It's still going to be hot this weekend. Might be time for a swim. Are you ready for the summer? Are you the svelte you want to be? If not, if you could lose a few pounds, do what I did with the great offices of Dr. Ashley Lucas and her My PhD weight loss program. I lost 42 pounds. My wife, Katie, lost 36. 5 meals a day that just burn the fat. No stupid calorie counting, no starvation diet, no pills to pop. Just a system that works. I'd given up. I tried for 20 years, but this one worked. Find out for yourself. 864-644-1900. If I can do it, I love my sweet food. I love candy. I love fried food, but I could do it. 864-644-1900. Be the fittest you can be. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.